T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Foodstuffs with me, Tim Convey. It is 8:05 and is sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. We're also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney and Co. Y98. Make sure you're following us on there.
Only 6:53.
Oh, really?
But we'll have another one at 8:05.
I forgot we're doing two Foodstuffs, so it's not 8:05. Your classic Foodstuffs will still be at 8:05.
Classic.
This is the first Foodstuffs. Lots of food stuff going on. Courtney mentioned it, but with the holidays, there's just all kinds of new things coming out, and we've got you covered. First up, Popeyes trying to follow up on the chicken sandwich. They're going to be launching all kinds of new things, I think, trying to capture the hype. Here's what they got. It's a boozy bourbon fudge pie. Lance Hildebrand sent this to me.
Yeah.
Pie.
I'll try it.
I will too. That sounds good.
Can you buy the whole pie, like for Thanksgiving, or just a slice?
That's a good question. Let me describe it. Flaky pie crust filled with a decadent bourbon fudge and topped with chocolate flavored whipped cream.
Oh yeah.
Sounds pretty good. Only participating locations. Yeah, I think just a slice. I think that's how they're doing it.
I mean, these workers, you're not gonna have any more employees if you keep adding things to their
They don't care for it.
To-do list.
They don't care for it at all. Hardee's testing out Thanksgiving in a box, complete with stuffing-coated chicken tenders.
Wait.
It's basically, it's chicken tenders coated in stuffing, and then you dip in gravy instead of, you know, your typical
dipping sauce.
Chicken dipping sauces.
Is the stuffing breading going to be too mushy? I like a crispy.
No, I think it's just flavored like that. Yeah. I think it should be fine. Sweet potato waffle fries and a special take on green bean casserole, toasted onion green beans.
Oh, that sounds good.
Doesn't sound bad at all.
Just $6.99. It looks pretty good. Thanksgiving in a box.
Yeah.
Food stuffs.
$6.99.
Oh, yeah. That's not bad. You can't beat it.
Yeah. They're just trying it out in some places.
Oh, so we don't have it here yet?
Jacksonville,
no, but I mean,
Florida?
It's basically Thanksgiving, so maybe they're talking about it for next year, or maybe they can launch it pretty quickly. We'll see. I'm keeping an eye on these things. If you hate vegetables, it may not be your fault. It might be genetic. Any of you guys hate vegetables?
Science. My kids do.
I don't hate them, but I have to make myself eat them.
Yep,
but then once
too.
I have them prepared right, I love them.
Yeah.
This is a new study, but I mean, it sounds pretty obvious. It's like the things you like and don't like, it's genetic, especially when it comes to bitter tastes.
But don't you think it's one of those things, like, you know how some people hate cilantro?
Yes.
Like, right. It tastes totally different to some people than it does other people?
Yeah. And kids, as far as vegetables go, like, your taste buds haven't fully developed. That's why when kids say they don't like things, it actually tastes different for them than it does for us. But my kids have two completely different tastes, and it has everything to do with my cravings and what made me ill while I was pregnant.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Give us an example.
I could not eat meat when I was pregnant with Nora. Just like the sight or the smell of chicken or anything made me feel like I was going to throw up. And this girl is a straight up vegetarian. I mean, we have to force her to eat meat of any kind. And Finn,
Why do you do that?
Barbecue and cheeseburgers. And
really?
Yeah, and so he's more of like a meat kid, and she's more of a vegetable kid. Like, she'll eat a salad. She's 7 years old, and she will choose a salad over. It's weird. It's very weird. I think it has to do with like in utero stuff.
Weird.
Mm. Yeah.
I want to know more about that. Little tip. Do you want to save money on groceries?
No. I like paying. You know I
no,
like
come
paying.
On.
I love paying full price.
Yeah, you do.
This doesn't seem to make sense, but they're saying this is absolutely true. If you want to save money on groceries, go to the store more often.
Why?
Well, here's why. You should go more often and buy smaller amounts. The average family of four wastes $124 a month on food, or $31 per person. So if you're a couple with two kids, that's about $1,500 a year. One reason we waste so much is we tend to overbuy. Then the things you like, you know, like meat and produce, go bad before we can eat them.
Hello, spinach.
Yeah. Totally believe that. I mean, that's the European way of shopping. You go to the market frequently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You go when you need to.
Yeah.
So the reason I've always wanted to be more European, too.
It's very European.
Here's your chance.
Yeah, Van Landrum.
I remember looking at an apartment in New York, and they didn't have, like, a full-size refrigerator. It was, like, a little one.
Yeah.
Like, we've got in the office, and we were like, are you kidding me? And she's like, it's very European. And it stuck with me forever.
There you go.
You just go every day. But here's why. Okay, so the logic there is that you're wasting money because things go bad. But I think the more trips, the more things you're picking up. Like, I'm a sucker for when I'm in line grabbing the extra things. So
if I'm
going every couple of days, I would
Depending on what you're hungry for at the time you're shopping.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I would argue I'm making more impulse buys every day.
Too.
And then it's canceling out.
Right. I am too.
Yeah, that's why I've actually started grocery delivery service. Because I know you pay, like, a little bit more, but I feel like I save money. Because I just buy what's on my list. I'm not buying, like, all the impulse, ooh, this snack and that snack.
Yeah, you're not like, oh, mini drumsticks.
Yeah, I save, like, $40 in snack impulse purchases, so I'm willing to pay, like, $5.99 for someone to deliver my groceries.
There you go. We got it all figured out right here on Food Stuff. Stick around. Another Food Stuff's coming up at 8:05. Lots of good stuff there, too.
Food Stuff!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.